Salutations, BNG Nation. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the new year of BNG. Welcome to the podcast. And before we start, we gotta drop it. We are a part of the Pulse Podcast Network. We plug this every single episode because those are my boys. Those are the guys that got me to start the podcast. And so we shout them out every time. Thank you to the Pulse Podcast Network. But BNG, what is up? Welcome to the new season, 2019. Best of wishes for the future. Now, if I sound a little goofy, your boys see it. So, cut your boy some slack. But, I'm here to let you know that we are in playoff season. You talking playoff? Yes, I am talking playoffs for the NFL. Before we jump right into this, I do want to say this will be the last football-related podcast for a little bit of time now. We're going to formulate some new ideas. I personally, right now, I have no clue what the next week's episode is going to be, but stay tuned to figure out. It'll be a big surprise, and you guys will be super excited, and it'll be super fun. It will be fun, but it won't be like that. Now, a lot of people are talking about playoffs right now, and yes, I'm excited for playoffs. I love playoffs. Unfortunately, my team is not in the playoffs, the Minnesota Vikings, because, let's be honest, we got some issues. We got some issues, huh? But I do want to talk about some of the awards that will be coming out soon. I think this is a pretty interesting year, and I could have made this even crazier, because honestly, if you really go in depth into these, it can be pretty tricky on determining these, but I put in like the most logical sounding guys into these selections. So we will be going over MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, and then I will be talking about the Super Bowl matchup, and I will be talking about my Super Bowl winner. Yeah, so that's what I'm going at. There'll be nothing bold. I realized doing this, I'm like, I really should have made this like bold predictions, because honestly, some of them, they're closer than you realize. They are much closer than you realize. I mean, okay, I'll spoil it, and maybe this is a nice transition into it, but I had my MVP be Patrick Mahomes. But there were plenty of guys who I was like, oh, I want that person to be MVP. I want them to be MVP because their stats are actually nice. But the transition is Patrick Mahomes has the nicest stats overall. 5,000 yards, well, sorry, let's read this like a normal human being. 5,097 yards, 66% completion percentage, 500 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and 113.8 passer rating, which, I mean, they're so impressive. He did this in his first full year. And, all right, for my NBA fans, this is like the Ben Simmons of the NFL. He sat the first year, and then he came back, and he was a god. He was extremely impressive, and like I said, I wanted to put other people in this situation because technically speaking, MVP stands for most valuable player, and I take that as the most valuable player for a team, and you could debate other people, but I do think, as far as stat-wise, Patrick Mahomes definitely deserves to be on this list. My Offensive Player of the Year was Russell Wilson. Now, Russell Wilson, I thought about sneaking into that MVP race because he is the most valuable player to his team. Without him, that team is nothing. Don't give me that, oh, they're such a good run team, they have a good defense. Sure, but is that going to win you games? No. You need an orchestrator. You need a quarterback. We saw it once. Maybe twice. If you count Trubisky this year. Because I don't like Trubisky. but he had a good year. Anyways, once that was with Blake Bortles in 2017 with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Anyways, I'm getting off track. Here's Russell Wilson's stats. He had 3,448 yards, a 66% completion percentage, 35 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and 110.9 passer rating. He definitely deserves this. I know this one might be up for debate considering Drew Brees had a great year, but I had to fade Drew Brees hard after his like strong decline. He had a hard decline coming into the end of the year. And if anything, Russell just got hot. Like the meme. Ooh, that's hot. Will Smith, 2018. But we're in 2019 now. No, Russell is really impressive. And I think as far as being an offensive presence, I do think Russell gets that dub over Drew Brees, considering he's game-changing. Defensive player of the year is definitely Aaron Donald. 59 combo tackles, which is like, you know, they hit the ball carrier at the same time. 41 solo tackles. 18 assisted tackles, which is like he helped take them to the ground in maybe a minor way. And then 25 tackles for loss. 41 QB hits and 20.5 sacks. 4 forced fumbles. Those stats are crazy for a defensive tackle. This man almost could be the MVP. And I thought it would have been fun to actually put him as MVP because, hey, when's the last time a defensive player won the MVP in the NFL? Now, I understand there's a misconception about defensive players, and we undervalue them now, but this guy is football immortality. Think about the defensive tackle on your team if you are a football follower. They don't get too much shine time. When I played football, I was told the defensive tackle's job is just to make a mess. Just make a mess. Even if you like knock down or you like fall on your face. We had some bad defensive tackles and they were told just to fall down to try and trip the center. So maybe I have the wrong idea of defensive tackles, but they just need to make a mess. But he's so game-changing in that he can make athletic moves. He sacks the quarterback at clearly an impressive rate, hitting 20.5 sacks, which is ridiculous, almost breaking Michael Strahan's record. And then a 4 forced fumble, all those stats are so impressive. Offensive Rookie of the Year is Saquon Barkley. This one's pretty self-explanatory. The race was between Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley. There were some other long shots to put, but statistically, and even if I were to make this a bold statement podcast, I would have to consider still making Saquon Rookie of the Year. He had 1,307 rush yards, 11 touchdowns, 91 receptions, 721 yards off those receptions, and 4 touchdowns off those receptions. And those stats are great, great for a rookie, and he deserves it by a milestone. I don't really understand the Baker Mayfield comparison, considering, I mean, maybe I feel like Baker's just more, he talks more. There's a bigger word for that, and maybe I'll do some research off the podcast. But he deserves it more. Baker doesn't deserve it more. Saquon deserves it more. I think Baker Mayfield, he's just in the media more. We hear him more, therefore we think, wow, he is good. He's very, very good, but he's not to the level of Saquon Barkley. Which is why I don't understand why everyone hated the Saquon Barkley move. You have a running back that will change the league. He will be in almost an MVP race, probably on a yearly basis, because he's that good. Sure, get a quarterback this year, and look at you. Now you have a quarterback, a running back, and a wide receiver core, and a good tight end. I mean, if you want to count Sterling Shepard, sure. And they have a decent defense as well. Anyways, that's a Giants conversation. He deserves Offensive Rookie of the Year because of the stats. He has great stats. He changed the game for the New York Giants. I cannot imagine if they just had a quarterback and not Saquon Barkley, I do think they would have a worse record than they do now. Defensive rookie of the year is Darius Leonard with 2 picks, 4 forced fumbles, 7 sacks, 163 combination tackles, which I told you about, 111 solo tackles, and 52 assisted tackles, 12 tackles for loss, 8 QB hits. Sorry for the pauses there. My nose is killing me. Anyways, Darius Leonard gets this, and I think people have Bradley Chubb penciled in as their defensive rookie of the year. And if you look at their stats, it really should be Darius Leonard. He had himself a year. He only had 5 sacks less than Bradley Chubb. And Bradley Chubb is going for the quarterback almost every single play because he's a defensive end. Darius Leonard has to cover guys. He has to, blitz. He has to be a run stopper. I mean, Bradley Chubb doesn't really do that. And I do think Darius Leonard deserves this by a long shot, actually. I mean, 111 solo tackles, 52 assisted tackles. I already read this to you, but that's so impressive. I mean, that's almost Keekly level where he controls the game. And he had a presence also if you watch Sunday night's game against Tennessee. Tennessee was kind of in it, and then Darius Leonard made a great play. And look at game changed. Therefore, defensive rookie of the year. That's just what I think. Speaking of that game, another Indianapolis Colt is the comeback player of the year, which will be Andrew Luck, who by far deserves it. This conversation is very, 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 very bland, to say the least. A lot of the comeback players didn't have a great year. The favorite coming into the year was actually Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers did not have a great year. The only person I considered maybe putting ahead of Andrew Luck, but it wasn't really close, was David Johnson, who had a good year, but he didn't meet previous expectations. Andrew Luck blew those expectations out of the water. He had a great year. I remember in the preseason, and he had a bad game, and he had a terrible average depth of throw, which means his shoulder wasn't healthy. Well, he just changed in the regular season. 4,593 yards, 67% completion percentage, 39 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, and a 96.1 passer rating. He had a great year. He was game-changing for the Indianapolis Colts. They went on what? Did they win 9 of 10 games, or were they on a 9-game win streak? I think it was they won 9 of 10 games, which ultimately would lead to a large win streak. But regardless, Andrew Luck changed that place. I mean, they were dog trash without him. I mean, yes, I like Jacoby Brissett because he's a good guy. Well, I don't know specifically about him, but I think he's a good guy. He seems like a happy guy. But obviously, Andrew Luck changed his organization. They are so happy to have him back, and he is a great player. And you could argue he's an MVP candidate. Certainly next year, I have MVP expectations for Andrew Luck. Coach of the Year will be Matthew Nagy. Actually, Matt Nagy of the Chicago Bears. He went 12-4. I put this because the Bears are the LA Rams of 2017. What's his name? Why can't I think of his name? I'm so mad that I cannot think of his name. Hold on. I'm going to stall with you guys as I look up. Sean McVay. I didn't even have to look it up. Aren't you proud of me? Yeah, you are. He is the Sean McVay of 2018. Sean McVay changed the LA Rams organization. Well, Matt Nagy is doing this for the Bears. They went 12-4, and it was super impressive. Game-changing. Trubisky was regarded as a bust. His first year was not good. And then Jared Goff was previously regarded as a bust because his first year was not good. Well, look at what these guys are doing for the team. He made some great moves, adding players that fit with his system that aren't really household names, like Taylor Gabriel. Allen Robinson had kind of fallen off the map. What's his name? Trey Burton, and so on. And he just made them fit his system. And then he made a great move by keeping their defensive coordinator, Nick Fangio. Yeah, I think it's Nick Fangio. He made a great move keeping him around, and boom, what do you know? They're 12-4 after being on the bottom of the league or bottom of the division last year, and they have a bright future, which is why they are actually in my Super Bowl matchup. I have the Chicago Bears versus the Kansas City Chiefs. So it's our coach of the year versus our MVP in Nagy versus Patrick Mahomes. Now, there were a bunch of, I do have quite a few upsets inside of my playoff bracket, I guess. But I got this considering I think the Bears are going to have a tough time against the Eagles. And if there is one upset that I did not record that might actually happen, it would be the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Bears. Originally, I actually had the Vikings beating the Bears. I mean, playing the Bears, and then the Bears would win that. But now I'm a little concerned because I do think Trubisky is going to have to pass the ball to win. And as I have previously recorded, I do not think Trubisky is a great passer. If he needs to be leaned on, I do not think he's a good passer. That's just my statement. We'll see what happens in years to come, but I do not think he's a good passer at all. But anyways, ultimately the Bears get there. They take down whoever they need in the NFC, considering they have just a game-changing defense. Their defense hits the quarterback, and I think in today's league, to be a successful defensive team, you need to have a great amount of sacks. You need to hit the quarterback no matter what the team. You need to hit the quarterback. Because ultimately, we are figuring out that the quarterbacks almost mean everything nowadays. If you don't have a good quarterback, you're not going to have a winning record. And like I stated before, how do I put this? If you don't have a good quarterback, yeah, you're just not going to win. It does not happen often that you win with a bad quarterback. That's how I got the Bears there. And the Chiefs are pretty self-explanatory. I do think the Chiefs and Patriots meet in the AFC Championship. Oh, by the way, I had the Bears and Saints in the NFC Championship, and Bears win because they hit Drew Brees, like I explained. Anyways, AFC, I have Chiefs and Patriots, and this one is going to be a great game. I can't guarantee, but my idea is that it will be Chiefs-Patriots, and that will be a great game. And the only reason why the Chiefs win is because it will be in Arrowhead. Now you might say, Cody, who is the winner? And I will tell you that the winner is the Kansas City Chiefs. I do think Mahomes is that game-changing and good that he can beat the Bears' defense. And they have so many ways to beat you. So many. They're so impressive. And if I think Mahomes' mobility might have to be used. Yeah, Mahomes' ability to move in the pocket will have to be used to win this game. Because they're going to come. So he has to move and he has to sling the ball. And he's good at slinging the ball. Because I think you beat the Chicago Bears defense through their secondary. Their secondary is good, but it is not amazing. It is not the best secondary we've seen. So I think you got a sling to beat the Chicago Bears. And who better to beat the Chicago Bears than the best slinger in the league, Patrick Mahomes. Now that is what I call our awards. I was trying to think of a name. For what we just did, our award ceremony, the BNG award ceremony, that's what we're gonna call it, our BNG award ceremony. Anyways, thank you for listening. My goal is to get these shorter and shorter every single week. I know I talk for 20 minutes now, but I do appreciate you guys being here. I do appreciate everyone that makes it to the end of these videos because I do put effort into these and I do plan on growing the BNG brand because I really enjoy doing this, and it would be awesome to get more of a following. Hey, I even forgot to shout out my Twitter, so we'll put it at the end, at Olson County. I mean, hey, thank you guys for making it to the end. Anyways, check me out next week. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm sure you guys will love listening to it. And if you don't, DM me on Twitter and say, hey, that podcast sucked. Change it up. And I'll be like, okay, sir. Thank you. Or ma'am, sorry. Sir or ma'am, because it can be anybody, right? Anybody can listen to the B&G podcast because we accept everybody because everyone is awesome. Cue that song. But anyways, we're going to wrap this up because we're at 20 minutes and there will be more because we got that dope beat in the intro by my cousin. Produced by Gunlock. Check him out on Track Train and everything like that. But anyways, thank you for listening to the B&G podcast and I will see you next week. Peace.